come in that door with a backlog, and when he got halfway here, he had 3 diapers hanging on. He went onto that line. I had to run, grab him, and take him home.
Well, what would nails come in?
Pegs. They had had different weights of them, and you bought them by the pound, and they were inventoried by the pound. In other words, I think I told you about the boy that counted the nails. They told him to inventory the nails, and he was counting them. He was putting them in piles of 100. And a keg of nails, I don't know how many there would have been in a keg of nails. Nowadays you buy them almost by the piece, they're so high. Mm-hmm. Metal, of course, all metal is. But a keg of nails was not expensive in those days. I would think that you could take one fairly good size, half a keg, nearly make a house in those days. But nowadays, they have to go at it different, have a certain nail, just like you have a certain ear bobs to wear, and you have certain dresses. In those days, all the nails were about the same, unless they wanted. Finishing nails were a little different. They had heads that would bury right up in the wood, little tiny heads, finishing nails. But the old 10-penny nail, I guess, was most used of anything. It was a moderate size nail. Didn't make too big a hole, and it had a flare head that held it. I drove them anyway.
Oh, you had?
Yeah, I can drive a nail pretty good.
Oh.
Sometimes I mess my finger.
Sometimes. Yeah. Well, what would, like on a barrel or a keg or something like that, what would run around it to hold it?
It had a hoop. The hoop was put on there so that, and it had a flared edge in the inside area of it, because inside there was a groove in there and the wood was in there. It fitted in the wood. This piece here, pieces here were put in piece at a time in here, and then this hook came around it, but there was just enough of that to hold that edge, keep water from getting in. I've seen a many of them.
Well, what about to stop up like the top of a bottle? What would they put in?
Cork. Stopper.
What about, did you ever, I bet you have, a little musical instrument that children could play with, what would they call that?
Harmonicas.
And what about a thing they would?
Flutes.
And a thing that they would pluck with their finger?
Juice harp.
Have you seen
I never could, it tickled my lips, I never could play one.
Tickled your lips?
Oh, it just tickles me, I can't stand it. I'm for that like I am lace on a petticoat. It tickles my legs, I can't stand lace on a petticoat. I'm allergic to it.
Oh, man.
I went over all mine, cut every little lace off. It just as bobbed it as I can be. But it's right along at the edges here where you can feel it.
Well, Anna, you were talking about you used a lot of nails. What would you use?
Hammer. A hatchet. You can use a hatchet, either one. A hatchet had a pull in it that you could pull a nail out and had a sharp blade. You really, a hatchet is more versatile and more usable than a hammer, because all you can do with a hammer is just hammer. Or you can pull a nail. But a hatchet, you can hack with it. And I've cut up lots of kindling with a hatchet. I was kind of careful about it. I've used an axe a lot. See, I was left with my mother at an early age, and I had to do a lot of the little. Well, I didn't have to. I did it. Wasn't nobody else to do it. So I won't say I had to, but I did do it. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. Well, now, on a wagon, do you remember what they call the part that goes up between the two horses?
That's the tongue of the wagon. Is that the kind of questions you got there? Well, and they must think people don't know anything about the past. I thought everybody'd know that.
Well, I guess not.
All right.
And what about on a buggy?
Same thing, had shaves.
Oh,
they were this away. No. Yeah, they were on each side. No, they weren't either. Yeah, the shaves were on each side.
They were on each side.
And there's a contrary thing there. You have to get two when you drive a well now one you see there's one horse in the center that way. If you had two horses to a carriage of some kind, you had a tongue down the center, like a stagecoach. But you had to get two horses of the same temperament, because one usually leads, but you have to be sure that they will respond. See, that's the difference in them. Because Charlie had two mules, only two that he could work together on a plow when he started back way back. What time is it? All right, I'll wait for a little while.